Welcome back to this week of number 11? It's 11, right? 11.
This is the real 11.
The real 11.
What's the fake
after
11?
Our 2 week hiatus, and I'm Deacon.
I'm Andrew.
That would be your cue, bud.
No, I always go last.
I'm Christian.
And I'm always finish last. Yeah.
Lou's like, I never finish first.
Never.
I'm the long lasting champion. All right, guys.
Oh, I get it. Huh?
And I'm really laughing.
It's like we're on Bob and Tom Radio.
It's not funny at all.
It's not. Everyone's fake laughing, but I'm really laughing. This doesn't make any sense.
Now we're all laughing at your expense.
You guys ever listen to Bob and Tom Radio?
Oh,
it's
God.
Like every morning.
He just keeps going. Stop, I'm ticklish.
Fucking hot girl with a bad laugh.
That's Julie. She has a bad laugh. She does.
Alright,
here we go already.
Already.
You never do that outside of the podcast, but as soon as we begin the podcast.
Pull that out of your pocket for this podcast.
Yeah, you did. You like,
yeah, I did.
What do I got in my pocket to rattle else, around? I think I have a receipt somewhere.
Alright, no, put the receipt away. Alright, guys, what we meant by the real episode 11 is 2 weeks ago we recorded one, but shit got
real. It really did. It got too real for me. I was about to just like.
We went back through and listened to it a little bit, and we kind of realized
it was shit.
We'll upload a cut version with the highlights of the episode,
which will be like the last 5 minutes.
And we have a nice picture for
Should
that.
Should we
too.
Tell them what actually happened?
No.
Really?
No. I don't think.
I think they deserve to know. If they've been listening this,
there
long.
Was disagreements and
yeah, basically
they made shit real tense.
And
some of us acted like women, little girls, and by some of us, I mean one of us.
Basically, what happened is J-Man...
Not Justin Uffelman. I mean, I'm sorry. Sorry, Justin.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Justin.
We'll cut that out. We'll fix that in editing.
No,
God damn it. You can't get mad at me this time.
Speaking all of right. Justin Uffelman...
We will really edit that part out.
Stop.
I don't want Justin mad at me. We'll have to edit this whole section out.
We'll just say sorry to Justin later.
Basically, what happened was
performing in Indiana.
Yeah,
he went to Southside.
Oh, my
he's
God.
Not gonna be. I'm half tempted to restart this.
Let's restart
no, this
it.
Is great. This is gold.
No,
okay.
No, we're not restarting it. We'll just
yeah.
Go.
Basically, what that, happened was that person that. God damn it. He and Deacon had disagreements and things went weird and like the podcast got really tense and awkward after that. There's like one, the only good part that it was like at the end with this section where let's just say there's puking involved. That's
lots and lots of puking.
We'll upload the picture.
We got a picture. I mean, we can't tag anybody in it because obviously. Well,
it's just a bag of vomit.
Some people don't want to be named. Don't do it. I swear to God.
We can't tag him in it.
But,
we are editing that out, though.
All right, yeah. Let's,
gotta keep that in there.
It's too much work.
Like, fuck that, dude.
Let's jump right into it. We actually have shit to talk about this week, but I mean, it's kind of the... It's kind of the shit that everybody's been talking about.
We've got some dicks, you know? We gotta bring this shit up.
Blumpkins. Combination.
Blumpkins, Alaskan pipelines, you know what I mean? Human centipede.
And zombies?
We need to go back to our roots.
There's zombies in this podcast?
Question mark.
What would you do in case of a zombie apocalypse, Christian?
Oh, shit.
We'll go into that in a second.
I'd find the hottest one and I would bang it.
Let's talk about the story first, then we'll talk about the...
Alright, man, kidding. So basically, pretty much everybody's heard about this at this point, but I'll just reiterate for those who are not quite aware. In Miami, Florida, like, what was this, about a week ago now?
Probably about
a few days.
5 days ago, I think.
Yeah.
It's a business week ago.
Memorial Day weekend, that's we'll give it that. But,
it'll burn so bad. You'd
probably die.
No.
Oh, yeah,
God, no.
Just burn the fucking
no.
We don't need a water set this
I love Febreze.
You're trying to make a fucking flamethrower out of my Febreze.
Sorry.
That'd be the ultimate payback.
The mysterious stranger is here.
Fuck you, Stu. Fuck you. Fucking faggot. I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. We'll get to that later.
But,
we'll get to that.
But,
fucking bitch. Basically, I'm gonna fucking burn this whole fucking
basically
house down.
What happened
and
was...
Stu, don't tell me how to live my life. I'm gonna burn this whole shit down with fucking Febreze and a fucking
light. Oh, God.
Don't be
so loud. Oh, shit.
Because if he hears it, he'll flip out.
Hope he hears it.
But, I really hope. But, basically what had happened was, it was on the causeway in Miami-Dade or whatever. It was like the central location in Miami. There's a motherfucker eating another guy's face. They were both naked for some reason.
Yeah, whatever.
The one guy, did you see the picture, like, before shot of the guy that got his face eaten?
Did you see the picture of him at, like, in
no.
the hospital?
No, I didn't see that.
Holy
his
shit.
Face is completely gone.
Damn.
He's gonna it's gonna be like John Travolta face off. He's gonna have a completely new face.
What happens? what happens when
soon, man.
When you take bath salts, like, I guess it gives you like super strength, but a lot of it's like in your jaw. This is a proven
fact. So your
fact.
First like, instinct is like, I'm gonna eat somebody today.
Well, he like went fucking crazy and just like eating this dude. Like, I read an article about it. And like when cops asked him to stop, he growled at them.
So he's like Hulk, but only in the jaw.
Really, dude?
Yeah, he was growling at the cops when they asked him to stop.
His jaw's really toned, then, right?
He's like fucking
muscles.
Jay Leno's tear. You know? Is that Jay Leno? Is he eating a guy? Oh fuck! We're done.
Shit.
Wait, he was just doing the fucking show last night. How did he get out of that fiasco that fast?
He'd probably have like a witty one-liner. If he's eating like an Asian, oh, just make you hungry again in an hour.
Well, man, like, that's one theory, but the other theory is the motherfucker got shot, like, a good 12 times.
Really?
Because, like, what there were interviews with people around there, and they said that there were like, at least a dozen shots fired.
Yeah, he got shot multiple times.
Damn.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, even
I don't
if
know, you're... I hear bath salts, you're real fucked up.
Even
shit,
if
dude.
You're... Even if you're on drugs like that, though, I mean, like, how the fuck would you not be like, ow?
Let's do this. Someone takes bath salts.
We're not, like, total druggies, so we
and one of us will
know.
Be put in a cage. That
I know
person
a couple
takes
people who
bath
do bath salts.
Salts,
too.
You know people who just do bath salts.
They do bath salts.
You probably shouldn't go around them, because either they'll... Either
they might eat your face.
I don't
face.
Want them to eat my fucking face.
Yeah, they might eat your face, dude.
No.
Oh, I mean, God, it would be even worse if
I didn't
they
know
just, like,
actually did that.
Put your cock in a hot dog bun, put ketchup on there, and just went to town.
It's my fetish.
Just think, yeah. Oh my God.
I can't say it's mine.
The look on.
I just prefer the dick in its pure form.
Not with.
The bun detracts from the flavor of the bowl.
It really does. It really does. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, man. That's fucking zombies. That's.
Would you hear. Well, I told you yesterday about the guy that was in. It was in New Jersey. And there's reports of, like, this guy that was threatening to harm himself. And he barricaded himself in his room. And the cops go up there, and he has, like, a knife to his throat and shit. And they're like, you know, put the knife down and shit. And he starts cutting himself. And he, like, stabs himself in the abdomen and, like, all in the neck and shit. And then he starts throwing his flesh and intestines at the officers.
Yeah, man.
Fucking
see,
brutal.
That's
left,
what I'm saying. Like,
they backed out.
If you think...
They called in the SWAT team.
Yeah.
This shit's fucking crazy.
It's starting to sound like some contagion shit. Like, it's either, like... I mean, honestly, look at all the shit that's happening these days. Like, in the last few days, there's been a breakout of just people doing crazy shit. Like,
yeah, just the other day, I saw another article about a lady who ate her, like, 2-week-old baby or some
what
shit.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, I also have another story, too.
She's probably
also, over. About the bath salt thing.
Baby
there's,
back
I guess it's not
baby
a first-time occurrence, either. It's
really?
Not, yeah, it's not a first-time occurrence. It's, I think police said that there's been, like, at least 5 or 6 other incidents where...
Is this recent?
Pretty recent, I think.
See, no. Anybody who... No, this is zombie shit.
Zombie apocalypse happened.
Like...
Just recently, too, this father went down to the basement, and he sees human remains. He sees a head and a couple of hands.
So he's like,
so
sweet,
like,
I want to eat that.
Something's not right here.
He's like, oh, brains, man.
Yeah. Well, no. So the police come for his son. It turns out his son had killed this person, and the guy admitted to eating the brains too. And they found the body, the rest of the body disposed in a church dumpster.
What?
And that's just a week before, in a church, he had been arrested for severely beating a man and making this person partially blind with a baseball bat.
Jesus Christ.
I think it was like 17 or 18.
Really?
Yeah. He admitted to the cops, like, yeah, I had a little bit of the brains.
Yeah, I had this and there, you know.
He's like so like casual. American
Psycho.
He's so casual about it, he's like a fucking stoner zombie. He's like, brains, no. Man. Just I killed this fucking guy brains.
I'm eating his brains now.
I got the munchies, bro.
I'm pretty high, I will admit, sir. I'm pretty fucking high.
You've gotten really hungry on awful
officer,
week.
Officer.
This is really...
I'm kind of high.
Officer, I mean, let's be fair, it was really good shit.
Don't knock it till you try it, officer.
This is like an omega strain. Like, this is three different ones bred into one plant.
Oh,
damn it. It's like Snicklefritz squared. It's really, it really fuck you up. No, man, but fucking, seriously, like, there's way too many of this, way too many stories like this going on for there not to be something up. Like, people are, they're all blaming it on drugs, but, honestly, this dude got shot. Like, fuck, multiple times. Like, I don't know if he actually hit him 12 times or however many times.
They got some stormtroopers working on in Miami.
There they are. There he is. Blast him.
Then the one just regular cop shoots him.
I mean, at least he didn't get away. I mean, Dexter Morgan would have to take care of that.
See, that's like, there's some crazy shit going down. Like, I don't know if it's people like, it's either fucking, like, people are freaking out about the whole 2012 thing.
No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, like...
I'm really not.
I mean, like, we're not, because we're smart.
Yeah, but we're the only smart people.
There, right. There are people we're out... logic. I mean, there are people out there logic. Who probably...
We are logic. We're not logical, we are logic.
Yes.
Yes.
We are the epitome of logic? I don't know if that really fits.
No, we just are logic.
We're the epitome.
Yeah. No, we're not. No, epitome. We're not epitomes. We are just logic.
Epitome of smart.
We're not epitaphs, okay? We're not...
epilogues.
In the dictionary.
We're not epilogues. We're not... Are.
Prologues.
Maybe a little bit of epilogue prologues. In there. A little bit of epilogue.
In the dictionary, if you look up... Epilogue. If you look up logic, it says, see coffee and cocoa puffs.
Yeah.
Every Thursday night. In the basement.
On Fox!
But,
The gentlemen go on about the dicks and other things.
Alaskan pipelines, Blumpkins.
Yes.
Human centipede.
And other various topics.
I mean, like seriously, how long is it before, like, fucking, like, patient zero and shit?
Man.
Like, honestly, know. Like, you know, I pass it off as, like, you know, being bullshit, but there's much shit going, like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool if, or, like, oh, that'd be fucking insane if.
It'd be terrifying.
If. It'd be terrifying if.
If.
You didn't finish it with if.
Yeah, it really bugged me.
What would you do if there was a zombie apocalypse, Christian? What would be your plan of action?
Well, actually, I was talking to my manager at GameStop about this.
This is a serious conversation.
It really is, though. You normal can talk to anybody about the zombie apocalypse.
Daily work conversation at the GameStop.
Well, like, because I walked into work the other day, and I told him, I was like, you hear about Patient Zero? Like, you know, just... Like, shooting the shit, and he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, fucking dude was eating this guy's face in Florida. He's like, yeah, I used to read The Onion, too. I'm like, no, dude, I'm fucking serious. Like, this is serious. Like, news. This really happened. He's like, no, it didn't. And I was like, yeah, I this was before I went on the clock. So I, like, took out my phone. I was like, good read save. This. Yeah, no. And so we went into it, and he's like, he said he'd go straight to the Yukon and shit, like, like Oregon Trail type shit. Like, just keep moving. Don't, like, fucking find a place there and fortify. I mean, honestly, if it happened, if it were to, like, fucking happen right now, like, where people are just, like, walking around the street, brain dead as shit. Fuck. I'd probably have to say go to Walmart quick.
Go to Walmart real quick. Okay? Real, just real quick.
They
real
quick. Got quick. Amazing Let's get some M&Ms. Deals. Let's get some amazing M&Ms. Amazing savings.
I mean, they got rollback prices. You can't.
If you're going to,
you gotta get that tiger shirt.
The economy's gonna be really. Oh my god, dude! Apocalypse.
The fucking tiger shirt's a must for the fucking zombie apocalypse.
I gotta get the hot dog.
Those fucking shirts, man.
Gotta get the hot dog one.
But
like the material they were made out of.
It's probably real nice to bike in.
It was really silk. It would be, or just to lounge around in.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm gonna go get one.
I'm gonna get one of those shirts.
They have no idea what we're talking about. But
there's these really honestly just corny shirts, and they're amazing.
I think, though, if that shit did happen to go down, I mean, like, yeah, you gotta find some place. I mean, like, you're not gonna be able to just go straight to a gun store. I mean, honestly, I mean, you probably could, but I don't know where the fuck.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
I'd say, well, I mean, like, go to Walmart since it's, like, open. Get the provisions you need to break into Dick's Sporting Goods, and then you just keep going from there.
Well, see, what I would do, because there's a Gander Mountain.
Yeah.
Gander Mountain.
See, here, my big plan was I'd get a whole bunch of, I'd find some people who could drive them, but, you know, 18-wheelers,
mm-hmm.
Go to Home Depot, load up a whole bunch of supplies, wood, whatever. Then head over,
things you get.
Pellet wood.
Home Depot, you know. Typical things.
Mexicans, get your Mexicans.
Get your Mexicans in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want some work?
You know, you load up at Gander Mountain, you get all the shit you need. And fortify a Walmart.
They have really nice,
they have everyday
like party mixes at Gander Mountain.
Oh, for you know what would probably be better than Walmart?
What?
Sam's Club. Because you would get your bullets in bulk.
That's true.
You would have more bullets to use, right?
You know, oh my god, you know how much fucking barrels of cheese balls you can get?
So many barrels that, you know, incomprehensible.
That's why she put this down.
She's gonna smell Febreze now. That's
gonna wake her up. Lysol.
That's like just as bad, right?
It's not even Febreze.
Smell tobacco and Lysol.
That's disinfecting spray.
Yeah, we were taking our Febreze break there.
Febreze.
But that's a common answer.
It eliminates odors, alright?
Kills 99.9% of the germ-causing odors.
See,
it really says that.
it actually just cleans shit.
What I would do, alright, see, I'd either head up into some mountains after stocking up, you know, like go all the way out to fucking Oregon.
Yeah, see, kind of like what my manager was saying and shit.
Well,
I'd get in a fucking yacht.
I mean, come on. Walmart, air conditioning and everything?
Not in Oregon. Like, if you're up in the fucking mountains.
I guess it depends. Would the animals be zombified as well?
That should be crazy.
If not, then that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Zombie bears?
Yeah, I mean,
zombie growler bears?
Zombie growler bears.
Yeah, we're fucked.
It's over.
Wasn't there, like, a movie or something where there's, like, a fucking, like, a zombie... Like, there was a zombie animal in, like, one movie. Somebody was telling me about it. Like, where they're, like, they're walking through, like, a forest or something, this fucking deer tries to, like, meh, like, it was fucking zombified deer and shit. Yeah.
Huh.
That's what it said?
Yeah, it said meh.
Meh. Meh. Come here.
Fucking Roger.
Is it fucking Roger, the alien?
Meh.
Oh, the fucking chick from All That.
Oh, man. God. Man. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. I just brought back nightmares, bro. Yeah. Why'd you bring that up?
Sorry. Fuck you, Amanda Bynes.
Manda show.
That was a good shit, though, really.
Yeah, I watched that the other day, and I was like, man, this isn't good.
This is fucking retarded.
I think I remember it better than it was.
Hey, Christian.
Yeah, should have watched it, because I knew once I watched it, it was going to be a rumor.
Bowling pin who?
I'm going to hit you out with a bowling pin.
What?
That was our childhood.
I remember. That was bad, actually. You know what?
That might be why people grew up to fucking eat people in their basements. Like,
could be.
Amanda Bynes taught me that if I strike a man repeatedly with a bowling pin, people will think it's funny. Why not?
Who's there?
Then I cut him off.
Zombie apocalypse eating your face off.
Yep. She hit him with the bowling pin.
That was on the last episode.
You don't want to ask who to that one. You'll be fucked afterwards. I'm going to eat the fuck out of your face. What? No jokes.
Amanda Bynes made me.
You bitch.
I blame her.
Link this all back to her.
Is she dead yet?
Jesus Christ.
Not yet. Oh,
I mean, she will be in like a couple months.
Give it a couple of months, man. She needs to get onto the drugs, get pregnant.
When Patient Zero comes out and like fucking, what the shit is wrong with you?
So sour.
Sweet tarts.
That wasn't sweet at all.
It was tart. It was quite tart.
It was very tart.
That's so misleading.
It's not both. It's only one of them.
Oh.
You look like you're in pain. Like it was that sour.
I was in physical pain.
Lou, what would you do in the case of a zombie apocalypse?
I don't know, man. I mean, like, a common answer you hear is to fortify somewhere. But I don't know if that, like, would that actually work, really, in a real situation? Because eventually it's going to fall. All forts fall eventually if it's under constant pressure.
Not my fort.
If it's under constant attack by zombies forever,
I mean,
would you just forever be able to shoot them forever?
Yes.
I really don't want to.
I mean, the gunshots would attract more.
Yeah, you don't shoot them, you just fortify it.
I really want to, like, reference something, but I don't want to.
Fuck it. It'll be like in Walking Dead.
Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. Hey,
spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. spoilers.
These are extreme. If you haven't watched it, have you guys seen The Walking Dead?
Well, it's in the comics.
I heard it's good. I haven't watched it yet. I've been meaning to.
I mean,
to.
It's not that big of a spoiler, really.
I've been meaning to watch Walking Dead, but
I haven't, But,
yeah. It's fine.
Ruin it for me, though.
No,
ruin
I don't
it
care.
I mean, you'll read the comic.
I plan on watching
comics.
Every single episode this weekend, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, spoilers.
Spoilers. Yeah. We're trying to get across.
It was like, I guess, the last episode of the second season. Like, well, throughout the whole second season, they found, like, this farm, and it was, like, really...
They keep finding this one farm?
What?
They keep
which is really dragged
throughout
down
the
my
season
opinion.
They found this farm.
I mean, like
they keep finding it or what?
I mean,
man, we found this fucking farm again. We're just going in circles.
It's
what
like
are we
we're
doing?
We're in the fucking Lost Island.
What the fuck are we
we're
doing?
In fucking purgatory.
We're so dead.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
I mean, like during the season, they find this farm and they're like, you know, it's for the most part through the whole season, it's really safe there.
Spoiler.
And then. Turns out, like, there's, like, this huge, like, migrating fucking pack of zombies. And, like, I guess what it followed, like, some helicopter, right?
No. All right.
Well, it saw
what happens?
It, no, like, it saw, like, they saw a helicopter, and then it flew away, and then they started walking.
Well, that was they're following gunshots. They hear things, and then they follow it, and then once more get into the group, they just follow them, because where the fuck they're going towards food. And then some of them will forget, but they still follow because they hear gunshots. And,
I don't really think zombies have a thought process. Like, oh, they're going for food.
Well, I mean, if you think about it,
what the fuck did we come on this trip for?
They're just going to follow them.
I'm pissed. This is taking forever.
Moses, you've been walking around in a circle for 40 years.
What are you, zombie Moses? Jesus Christ.
Zombie Moses.
But continue.
But, like, I mean, it's also like how it is in the comic book. I mean, it's the same way in both, I mean, the show and this, but it's because they were hearing gunshots, and then they just sort of started following each other, and then they, like, got into a huge herd, and they're called the Herd, and they're just fucking going to demolish everything.
Oh, that's their gang, is the Herd. They got t-shirts. But,
Look them on Facebook.
So they ended up going in the woods that were, like, right by the farm, and then the little kid ends up shooting.
Whoa. You don't need to give all that away. We're just talking about herds, man.
Spoiler, that's a big spoiler. Somebody shoots a gun, and then the farm that's been, like, safe from zombies.
This is the little boy. I hear he fucks everything up.
I heard you said little boy.
I heard he fucks everyone.
Spoiler, by the way, he fucks everything up.
God damn it, Andrew. So if you haven't watched the second season...
Never even seen an episode. I knew who it was.
He fucks shit up.
But,
what's his name? Gary? Or what's his name?
Gary?
Is that who's the little boy's name?
No. This isn't SpongeBob.
Gary just pulls a gun out and shoots
him. He's like, God damn it. Oh, it's Carl. It's Carl, isn't it?
Yeah.
Carl kills everybody.
That's equally as bad of a name. It's like...
I'd rather be called Gary.
Spoilers, his name is Carl.
Man, spoilers.
Carl alert.
Carl alert? Is that what you said? But, yeah, so then, like, the whole... this farm that's been safe from, like, zombies and shit ever since when the zombies first started coming, like, gets overrun. Like, seriously, there's, like, what? Like, there had to have been easily, like, 200 of them?
Well, probably a lot more than that. I mean, it's a fucking massive amount of zombies.
Like, it's fucking nuts. Like, the last episode had me about shitting my pants.
Like, at least, like, 15. At least.
I was shitting my pants.
At the least.
I was shitting my pants in the comic, but...
So, I shit his pants.
I guess
on the comic, in his pants.
Yeah.
I guess,
doo-doo was all over the place.
Deuce.
Deuce is
so much.
I mean, I guess the roundabout thing we were trying to get at is, though, is like, even if you fortify someplace, some shit could go down like that.
I was thinking about it.
Unless you use silent weapons to, like, fucking go out there and kill them all off.
I was thinking about it.
I would kill all the Carls.
I would, all the Carls.
They can't fuck everything up.
So, I would just have no problem. I'd have only, not Carls. I don't know anybody else's name.
No Carls.
I wonder if there's like a deleted scene or something where the fucking dad just looks and he's like, fuck you, son. You piece of shit.
You know what? if I had to fortify myself up, I was just thinking about it like 2 seconds ago. I was thinking about, you know, what is the like cheapest strategy in any like video game? Camp at a ladder and wait till somebody tries to climb up and then kill them.
That's true.
So I would build, I would go to Home Depot. I would that have close, Mexicans bro. Help me, of course.
I already rated it. It's cool.
Build a treehouse, a mass treehouse.
Well, I would build like a treehouse. Wouldn't be too bad.
Oh my god, that's a great
fucking
idea. That'd
be a good idea.
A treehouse.
Build how like a giant.
They can't take out a tree. Who here can build a goddamn treehouse?
I can't.
We'll start building
we'll
it now.
We'll have to annex a treehouse.
We'll Google it.
Well, I mean, like, have you seen those books that have, like, the world's greatest treehouses and shit? Like, they have them sometimes sitting on, like, these bullshit racks at Barnes & Noble. I picked one up one time. Dude, some of those are fucking, like, elaborate as fuck. Like, they're like a house in a tree.
Like a treehouse.
Well, I mean, like...
Right. Yeah, that's fucking stupid. Why would you say that?
You piece of shit.
You should just kill yourself. That was dumb. That was fucking dumb. That's really
fucking
stupid.
It's like a
fucking
house.
I don't think I've ever heard anything
like,
more retarded.
It's like a full house in a... Well, not like a two-story.
Full house.
So basically, it's like...
Everywhere you look,
like there are tree apartments, but then there are tree houses. There's a tree house, yeah. Right? Is that what you're saying?
We'll build a tree apartment.
No, dude, just build a giant.
We're
fucking
a tree apartment complex.
A long ass ladder, and then just camp at the ladder, and just kick them off of it. Over
zombies
over
can't
you.
Climb.
They could try.
They can figure it out, maybe.
No, they can't.
I think they could.
Yeah, they can climb.
Their fucking ankles would snap.
Yeah,
rotting flesh.
Then it would, if it serves a purpose, fresh. Then either
unless
way.
But how would you survive there?
You'd have to have somebody
of
go.
Of course,
out and
I
would have
went to Walmart already at that point.
How would you stock up enough supplies?
I don't know, man.
See,
it'd be a lot. It'd be a lot.
See,
of
this
supplies.
Is what we'll do. We'll start building the treehouse now. Okay.
Let's see. Well, you'd have to think about.
And we'll stock up on supplies. We'll build a shower in there, curtain.
You know what you could stock
separate
up on?
Rooms.
We could sell tickets for admission. Have people, we can. That's how we can start our money to make a
start our money, yes.
Zombie barricade place.
Let's see. You know what? One of the better foods I think would be the store cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy would be a good food because you could compact it so much.
Popcorn
beef
would
jerky.
Be good.
And popcorn
never goes stale.
Popcorn,
beef jerky.
I mean, I can't be the only person who found popcorn in the couch and be like.
Oh, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Yeah. No, I think you're the only one.
I was thinking popcorn too. I was thinking popcorn too, though. Popcorn, cotton candy.
Jerky would be good.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Something about popcorn, if you think about it, like, it's the only food that you can be a complete, like, slob, like, a complete, like, slob with.
Yeah,
and it's okay.
And you still, like, yeah, oh, I got some on my shirt. Imagine doing that with spaghetti.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some spaghetti on my shirt.
I'll just eat that, you know, save it for later, maybe, you know.
Like, you're a sick man. Like, you could grab a, like, piece of popcorn kernel that fell, like, on your dick in a movie theater and it's like... Right on.
Got some popcorn.
Right on.
Like, it's on me.
I
it's not.
It was all out.
It's on me. It's not on the seat. It's cool.
Yeah, it's my own dick. I don't give a shit.
I mean, even if anybody's sitting there, hopefully it's like your girlfriend or something. It's all right. I mean, like you should like her enough to be like, all right. I mean, she's been sitting here recently, but I'll still eat this popcorn.
I always eat that popcorn first.
Yeah, in fact, I always ask my girlfriend to rub her bare ass in the popcorn every time we go to rave.
Yes.
Just take it to the bathroom with you real quick.
You don't need any butter.
This just got real.
Ugh.
You think we're joking? We're not.
Really, Deacon?
That's
I didn't say it had to be like a shitty ass.
No,
it could be a
no.
Clean
I'm
ass.
Just like, I'm thinking
it could be
like
a bleach-shaved
it could
asshole.
Be a sweaty
be okay.
Ass, though. What if it's a hot day?
Oh, well.
That's why girls wear those short-ass shorts. Nom nom nom. That's why the zombies go for
oh,
first.
Oh, yeah, you were there. Yoga pants. Yoga pants shorts.
Yoga shorts.
Yoga shorts.
Yeah, those exist now.
I'm about to buy
so some for the zombie God. Apocalypse, all our women need to stop and stock up on yoga shorts.
Yoga yeah. Shorts.
Stop by there, then go to Walmart, then go to Home Depot.
Maybe Gander Mountain if you can make it out there.
I don't know, man. Like, when he said Gander Mountain, I feel like that might be, like, the best option right
yeah.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably get a bow.
You, yeah, you wouldn't want anything like a gun.
I don't
want
a gun.
You would want guns,
get a
of
bow.
Course.
What if you build,
not
like,
as a main weapon.
What is up with you and... wanting to get bow and arrows? Get a fucking crossbow.
We got fucking Ted Nugent over here.
Fuck you guys.
At the rate that you'd be able...
A bow would be better than a crossbow.
I'm just
have
saying,
you ever
like...
fired a bow? Yeah. No. The fucking hardest shit to
yeah,
fire.
Yeah, I know. You got, like, a lot of fucking strength to, like,
all right,
pull
but
that shit back.
One time I went with my uncle and his friend.
There's so much more accuracy in a crossbow, though.
Well, I mean,
I'd go with a crossbow.
I would get either a crossbow.
If you're or because, like, if you're I was gonna say, bow, like, if you're running through, like, the fucking woods or some such shit, let's just use Walking Dead for an example again. Like, how the fuck would you be? All right, I got this. Like, fucking, you're not. Not everybody's from the fucking Hunger Games. Are you just like?
Well, yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh shit, hold on, and drop the arrow.
Wait, I gotta get the arrow. Wait, out of my quiver. Become
skilled, and I'm a little drunk, so.
I mean, like, it's not.
Shoot your foot.
It's not tactically sound.
You're fucked.
What if you built a boat and then you went to an island to live out the rest of your days living off the land?
See, that's what I was thinking. That's very plausible.
Unless they can swim, that'd be pretty lame.
Well, that would really suck if a fucking perfect storm came up and like.
Or what if it's just like? I mean, I've Land of the Dead or Day, whatever the one, the remake.
Land of the Dead.
Or whatever.
Is that the one with the zombies are smart and they're like fucking walking?
Yeah, I don't mean that one. No, I mean like
zombies can walk underwater. They can't swim.
Dawn of the Dead. They go to the island. They think it's uninhabited and a whole bunch of fucking zombies.
It's inhabited.
That's actually fucking. It's a mini inhabitants.
Yeah. What the fuck, bro? This is zombies only. We're gonna eat the fuck out of you, man. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. Just like a fucking montage of them like biting them. No more.
Anyways, like I was saying, it's actually pretty fucking hard to fire a bow, especially one that would be lethal.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
my uncle and his buddy took me to go shoot, you know, their bow and arrow, and he's like, "All right, Andrew, here you go. It's only 80 pounds. It's pretty light." Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna fucking pull it back.
See, if Andrew
can't... I was
younger.
I was like 15.
I was going to say, if Andrew couldn't do it, I don't know if any of us could. Well, maybe Lou, but...
We're weak.
Yeah, I don't have my strength training muscle anymore. But I used to be able to...
I think I could pull, though.
Deacon used to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but something happened.
I used to be able to run. Now I can't run down the block.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sweet tart meltdown.
Sorry. I run like half the way down the street from my house, and I can't... I just stop.
That's pretty bad. I smoke cigarettes and I can run way longer.
I mean, I could probably run down my street. I'd get a rascal. But...
no fucking... sense in tiring yourself out in the zombie apocalypse.
Are we talking sprinting or like
you're gonna
just
need
running.
Your energy.
What are those fucking things called? Like the...
The rascals.
No, I mean like the stand-up ones. Fuck, what was that Segway. Called? Segways. Segways, yeah, get a fucking Segway. Hold on, I forgot my helmet!
Dude, that's part of the beauty of Walmart. They have a few of those little ride-on carts. You can just...
They have Segways?
They have Segways? No, I was going to say, that's
right. Shit. Right, I was about to say,
we're going to fucking Segway.
That would be hilarious. Can you imagine people who go to Walmart riding on a Segway?
Bumping into each other.
Old people. Fat, overweight, 400-pound bitches.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't support the weight.
I was going to say, that shit would probably, like, collapse.
Yeah, it probably would.
Like, yeah, we're not Segway.
Honestly, I don't see how the sit-down ones support fat asses of that... magnitude.
Their asses go over the seats.
They really do. I saw it the other day. It was pretty trifling, you know. I was like, man, you are a trifling bitch trying to sit down on that thing.
That's like fucking Grimace trying to ride one of those things. It's just not gonna work, man.
I'm gonna try to ride one of
them. You're too awkwardly shaped for this.
They're not gonna tell me I can't. I'm just gonna ride one day and I'm gonna be like, I got polio. Okay? So, just...
You're really well... You're pretty fit for having polio.
Oh, well. Whatever.
Oh, well.
You don't know me.
I had the last
case. You don't know
case.
Me.
I was the last case of polio. It's not that bad. Still pretty.
It's not that patient bad anymore. X. I mean, it's still bad enough to where I need this.
That'd be patient Z.
Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, Z is the last letter, you know, in the alphabet.
We don't call it.
X sounds cooler.
Just a review.
Yeah. Patient X and patient Z.
They never went to Y or Z.
What about Y? Patient Y. Where the fuck's patient Y? Nah.
He's always asking himself that question. Where's the doomch? Oh shit, dude. That fucking vein on Lewis's forehead popped out. It's like, oh shit, he's gonna zombify in this room.
He's on bath salts.
Face, bro.
Too much bath salts this morning. Bath salt zombies, man.
What he's just like. He's like, man, that face is looking pretty tasty. Right? Can I get a bite? No.
Dude, can I just, like, taste you real quick,
can
please?
Can I see your fucking face?
Can I just, like, take, like, a, like, just one bite, please? You don't need that cheap,
dude.
You
have ketchup on there. Let me just...
hold on. What's... You got a little something? Like,
I want to put ketchup on it.
No.
No, I wouldn't put ketchup on it.
That shit's crazy, though.
eat it in the raw.
What if the dude, like, who was eating the guy's face brought condiments and shit? This was planned.
This is fire, bitch. About to put my product on that shit.
His mayonnaise.
The police chalked it up to cocaine insanity or whatever. What'd you call it?
Psychosis.
Cocaine psychosis. Like, the motherfucker brought ketchup and sweet baby Rays. What is
I love Sweet Baby Rays.
Sweet Baby Rays is good. Pretty good.
It is pretty good. Pretty fucking tasty. I agree.
Let's see if they'll sponsor us.
We should.
We just see if we need permission to say their name.
Except it'd have to be like...
And then have Sweet Baby Rays on it.
Coffee and Sweet Baby Rays.
We have to change our name.
Shit.
From the makers of Coffee and Cocoa Puffs. Did you have a story on the mom that... About the kid, the fucking... She denied allegations against Zombie Face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the mom, I just read on a news article, the mom said that her son was not a zombie. So...
All right.
Okay.
This was U.S. News.
This was top U.S. News. All right. Son, not a zombie. Okay. Just a cannibal. All
right.
Okay.
Like, that makes
Oh, we accept that.
Like, honestly, I feel like, oh, yeah, he's a zombie.
Like, oh, and he's gay. Okay. Oh,
that, all right. Okay. All right. Forgiven.
We accept Obama.
Batman.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. Like
Batman.
I guess we're going to segue into this. Like I mean, ever since the whole Obama thing, like I got no problem with him making gay marriage all right. Like all right, right on. You know, they deserve a chance too, but at the same time it's like ever since then just like everything's become like like, yeah, you should, like, you know, it's like, the people are now encouraging
it. Seems like they're sponsoring
it. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that seem like they're sponsoring it, like
fucking liberals.
Like, after that, DC liberals. Comics announced, like, fucking and fat. This was also...
that was a reference to something they don't know about.
Fucking faggots!
But,
liberals are running this country!
You listeners don't know. They don't get
you
the
joke. You corrupted Batman!
Hillary fucking Clinton sucks!
But, yeah, DC, this was on, like, on, was it fucking Fox News when we saw it?
Yeah, Fox News.
My mom called me and Deacon into the room, like, a week or two ago, and they're like, oh, yeah, like, DC Comics is going to announce one of their superheroes is coming out. And then... me and Deacon were like speculating. It's obviously got to be Aquaman because
Aquaman, you know, right?
He's good. Yeah, I mean, he's under the water.
Okay. Oh, I could see that.
He's
the only logical
gay fish,
one.
Y'all.
He's a.
I'm a motherfucking gay fish.
Oh man, but
R. Kelly went down there and converted him.
We were talking so about, much. You know, it's like, oh, Aquaman. Yeah, like there's no chicks in the water, and the only ones are mermaids, but they don't have fucking pussy. Like you can't. And even if they do, I mean, it's going to be fishy. Nobody wants that.
That's normal.
Can't
always got to turn
normal,
on the fishy
whatever. It's normal.
And then we're like, oh, maybe the Flash. Like, he can come faster than any man.
On men.
On any man. Faster than a speeding cock in the mouth.
Or maybe,
son of a bitch.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And who else were we talking about? Green Lantern. I mean, he could turn.
But Batman.
No,
he could turn the ring and Green Lantern, yeah, because he could turn the ring into like another cock, and he could potentially.
Why are we like fantasizing like on how they could like bang each other?
Well, regardless, like, we're just making.
Just gonna have to call this episode "Gay Justice League" or something.
Gay Justice League.
We're
son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
We're well. Don't I mean, this. Like, we're going into this like all the possible ones, and then the one that you never would think. Like, they made fucking Batman.
They could have made any other.
The rich
one.
Billionaire playboy. I guess he's now a playgirl.
Well,
that'd be funny if they called him a playboy.
Son of a bitch.
I mean, like, I guess in some ways I can understand it. It's like, yeah, he's never had, like, the way they explained it is like, yeah, he's never had a long-term relationship with a woman. Like, he's always...
He has a kid with Catwoman.
Yeah, he does have a kid with Catwoman.
Yeah, whatever. No,
that was a mistake. He was confused. He's really gay.
Like, they're really fucking up the universe
with
that.
Like, short hair.
I got no problem with, you know, like, a gay superhero. That's cool, but... Like, you can't fuck up the mythos of
just
Batman.
Make a new
just
superhero, okay?
The homoerotic
alternate
hero.
Universe Batman would even
I mean,
be
maybe
okay.
Robin, but...
I can say... That just... You just blew my fucking mind!
I mean, he's not really as...
But now I guess it's Batman that
so
makes
what,
him
is
dress
he a
like
pedophile?
That.
Is he a homosexual pedophile now?
Probably.
Batman? It makes sense.
Shit. Yeah. They're making this, that, oh man.
Yeah, well.
I didn't even put that together, but Robin's a kid.
It's cool he's Nightwing now.
No, there's a new Robin.
That's why he's Nightwing. Batman came to him drunk one night.
Why do you think there are new Robins? I mean, Nightwing, for some reason.
Nightwing was originally Robin.
Yeah, but now he has a new Robin.
Shit.
Wasn't the first Robin, like, beaten to death?
No, his parents... fucking Robin's parents were killed, too. Like, they were circus performers, and he was, like, a tightrope walker. That's why he's so nimble and shit.
Right, yeah. You know? I understand that, but I thought
Batman's like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck yeah.
Come here, little trapeze boy.
This is just ruining everything.
This really is.
I think we were just really emotionally upset.
We got a black Spider-Man, a gay Batman.
I know, there's...
I mean,
we're gonna have a lesbian... Wonder Woman.
I'm not.
She already is a lesbian.
I was gonna say she's manly as fuck, dude.
We're gonna have like.
She has an invisible jet.
It'd be nice.
Mexican Superman.
I'd be.
I'm
no
you know.
Asian Superman.
Super Mijo.
Son of a bitch.
See. He just fucking takes off flying. Fucking Lex Luthor comes up with a new scheme. He's like, no mames! Which basically means don't fuck with me.
You know, I'm not gay. But if I was, I think I would be pretty pissed off. Like, you know, hey, I was gay before it was cool. You know,
yeah, it's like it's almost like they're making gayness trendy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so trendy.
No, seriously, man. Like, I almost feel like... I mean, hey, it's cool that they're getting more, like, exposure, but now it's people are just like, oh, I'm totally gay, yeah. No, it's like...
No, you're not.
Like, this was made so people who were... Well, I think, I don't know, it could just be Obama, you know, just trying to be like, what can I do to make people vote for me? Oh, yeah. Boom. But, and now that's not me spreading my opinions out there. Don't somebody post some shitty fucking comments.
I'm gonna edit that together to make it sound like you're a...
Yeah, we're gonna change. We're gonna definitely change what you said there.
Somehow it's gonna be like
it
it's
will
just
be taken
me,
out of context.
Somehow it's just gonna be me saying and like the N word like over and over.
I didn't even say those syllables.
How did that happen? I took letters from every word you said, and superimposed them together, like, and looped it for 10 minutes. He's gonna take this bench.
Yeah.
That's the G sound.
Which one? There's two G's.
You gotta prolong it.
No, but yeah, Lou said that the other day. He's like, it's becoming like they're trying to they're selling gayness now.
Yeah.
Like it's
I don't think it's really fair to gay people.
Or Batman.
Or Batman.
That's what I'm
most
concerned
about. I think we're forgetting the main reason we should be angry. They're ruining Batman.
That's the main reason I'm upset.
I'm thinking, like, why would they do this? Maybe they're, like, trying to tap into this whole gay thing. I don't know, for money or something stupid.
Well, fucking Disney owns Marvel. You'd think that they'd be like, oh, fuck that shit.
You know, you remember Riley from the Disney? Not Riley. That's still Raven.
Yeah, yeah.
Raven? She came out.
Yeah?
And it made me kind of disappointed.
That's cool.
I was
hoping to see her.
I saw this coming. I saw this a mile away.
This was
happening. But yeah, she's...
That's not a future she could see. I was waiting for somebody to be like, oh!
Boots!
Play on the loser, but they're like, god damn it.
He's right. She didn't see that coming.
This is true. This is true. She did not see this. Otherwise,
Corey in the house did not prepare me for this.
Otherwise, she would have began her career as a muff diver earlier on. She would have just accepted it.
A muff diver?
Yes.
I like that.
That's so Raven. That's the pussy she can eat.
Oh my gosh.
That's one of the only things they can do.
That's the only part of that theme song I remember is like that. That's so Raven.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
It's a future.
That's all I
can see.
Not
that's
remember.
It. Like, because for whatever reason, like, I never fucking watched the Disney Channel because all of it I thought was shitty.
Yeah,
it was.
Nickelodeon.
It is.
But somehow it seems like fucking, like, that and Lizzie McGuire were on in my house somehow. I'm like, there's not even a girl living here. What the fuck is this? Like,
I remember every episode perfectly. I could write down what happened in the pilots. But I never watched it.
Fucking Hilary Duff. Did she die? Like, what is this? Like,
I don't know. What's going on?
She does music. maybe.
Still?
I don't know. She probably does rap. Everybody just goes to rap. Like,
she's really Kesha now.
She's secretly
Oh my god, what if that was the truth?
She puts on her Kesha costume every day.
That's a really good theory, actually.
It's probably like true. Like it's just true. It's a fact. Homeland Security's
going to come down here and be like, you guys are fucked up. You guys are fucked up. You didn't even put the episode on yet. They're exposing secrets.
Satellite.
Yeah, it's all Illuminati shit, man. These motherfuckers,
they're giving it away.
They're tapping into our phones to listen to us.
The Illuminati's like, oh, fuck, man, they figured out that Raven's gay. Lizzie McGuire turned into Kesha.
Kesha.
Kesha. Darkness. Goddamn Kesha. Fucking trash she is. Oh, yeah, fuck. Andrew, we were talking about that shit earlier. Who is that governor? Or the guy running for president or some such shit?
No, he's a...
I forget his name. Like,
let's see if I can find him real quick.
Kill people, burn shit, fuck school.
Kill Romney, people, yeah. Mitt Romney.
You don't know Mitt Romney?
Well, I forgot that was him. The person who's in this situation.
So basically, no, I don't know Mitt Romney.
You guys don't know Mitt Romney?
I know who Mitt Romney is.
You guys
is.
Ever watch TV?
I listen to a lot of Wo-Wo. Okay, I know who he is. Anyways,
I listen to Momo, okay.
Yeah, there's this whole, you know, everyone knows about the scandal about his mistress and cheating on his dying wife.
That's like everybody.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger fucked
no,
up
it wasn't,
that way, too.
No, that's not Mitt Romney. That's, he ran he ran as a Democrat last election, yeah.
I thought
the trial. They're talking about the trial.
Why is this news now?
I don't know. They just brought it up out of nowhere.
Because like when we were waiting,
I can't think of his name.
Well, anyways, while we think of his name, there's this whole thing about the scandal about his mistress. He's hiding his mistress, and everyone is all upset about this because they feel like he used election money, you know, money that was given to him to run for whatever. they accused him of using that money to hide his mistress. But it's just like, how can you accuse him of that?
Oh, shit.
Well.
Thank you. I love a little Febreze in my Pepsi.
It gives a good flavor.
Get that nice disinfectant.
You're
gonna
go
taste.
Home and have a seizure.
I'll be blind.
Technically,
zombies. God damn it!
God damn it, Chris!
Face.
It's got bath powder in it.
Anyways, they were really upset because they feel like he used election money. But it's just like, you know, that could have been his own money. Like you don't get mad. Like I'm sure people don't accuse Obama if he goes to the gas station and buys a pack of gum. Oh, that's taxpayers' money.
Right.
You know, he's
well, I mean, you got to think that if you're running for president, you got to have a lot of fucking money going into it.
Most of these guys are multi-millionaires.
That's why you never see like fucking Joe Dirt running for president and shit. Like,
I'm sure Donald Trump, you know,
if you're going to run for president, you got to make sure like you got to be prepared to have all your shit out there on the table. Obviously, everybody's sex scandals.
I just come clean right as like, I get out.
So when I was,
I'm a convicted sex felon.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to come out and say it. All right, elephant in the room. Okay,
I raped an elephant. Okay,
yeah.
There was an elephant in the room, and I say like, I want to put my dick in there, and I did. I'm sorry, but as your U.S. president,
speaking of elephants, have you ever seen that video of that guy that was like cleaning the elephant, and then he got like.
Sucked into his butt.
Its asshole.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum.
That'd be the worst way to go.
It's so weird how it works. But
did
yeah,
he die?
You can't.
I think he got out.
Yeah, he got out.
Okay,
you can't
it'd
put your head.
Worse
you'd you have like some fucking trauma after that. Yeah.
I'd shake it.
So it created like a vortex or something.
Did you hear about it was a couple years ago. We were still in high school, actually. It was at a circus, and this midget. There was like a midget act where he was like. Gonna go inside the hippo's mouth or something.
Why?
Like,
why would you do that?
It's funny.
More what hippos get eaten by.
What could go wrong?
The hippo swallowed the midget.
No
and the
shit.
The midget suffocated in its stomach.
No shit.
And
everyone was standing up clapping because they thought it was part of the act and shit.
Wow, that's shitty.
And then the hippo started taking a shit and they're like, oh no.
That's fucking crazy.
Passed him out like a snake. Just all whole.
I'm waiting for, like, the fucking Chris Angel shit where he gets up out of the poop and...
Oh my god, I could just imagine the ringmaster, like, everyone's clapping and he's eating, and he's just like, the fuck do we do? Give a big hand for Hernando.
Now we're going to shut off all the lights.
Everyone go home. We'll be right back.
Intermission.
Oh, shit.
Now's the hard part of this trip.
They accidentally end the intermission. They're cutting open the hippo. Like, Jesus Christ.
They're just hearing, like, a hippo dying.
Children are screaming.
Yeah,
and
what
crying.
Would that even sound like? They're just cutting it open alive.
I just feel like it'd be like, ow.
To get the midget out.
Hey, ow. Hey, guys. Why? What's
what's up?
They just why are you giving me a C-section? Okay, I don't need this.
I'm not pregnant. I'm a guy, in fact.
I'm a man. I'm a man hippo, okay?
Can we discuss this before you... Nope, you already started. I wouldn't recommend with a cigarette in your hand. Remember what happened to your...
Oh, dude, you're just going to blow fire into a room?
Good shit.
Just blow fire.
But I set fire to this house. Watched it burn as everybody screamed and ran.
Dude, there'd be fire coming out of your mom's vent, dude. That'd be fucking crazy.
Hey, that's not funny.
That'd be crazy, dude. Burning your bed sheets and shit.
You know what'd be crazy? Burning your house down. That'd be fucking
crazy. We should do this.
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah, it's not my house.
No. Me, Sir Superman, no is here.
Oh my god.
Oh, the collective groan. Oh.
Just speaking of, since we've been talking about bath salts a little bit.
Bath salts is
Superman
interesting.
Superman's on bath salts.
That's a fucking... Yeah, what if that was like...
That's a superpower.
What if there's like an M. Night...
lasers from his eyes all because of bath salts.
An M. Night Shyamalan twist at the very end when they're finally done with Superman. It's like it's like all been a, like a delusion.
Yeah.
He's like really optimistic and he's high on bath salts.
It just zooms out. He's laying there with like heroin needles.
There's like a public service announcement in the very last...
He's like, I love you, Superman! Superman fades out, it like ripples out, and he's laying, he's OD'd on meth.
Yeah. I mean, he is really Clark Kent.
He's got bath salts all over his lips, just like, oh, I need more bath salts.
Like, there's a public service announcement. Remember, kids, autism does not mix with bath salts.
What?
Because he was saying, like, he's really autistic on bath salts. Like,
this is really fucked up.
He's sitting in a room. He's just, like, imagining all this shit happening.
Have you guys been, that kind of reminds me, it's one of the popular theories on Adventure Time. Is that it's all, like, you know, Finn's autistic. But that's how it is with any cartoon show.
Yeah, you could argue that for pretty much any.
But have you guys ever actually seen that show, Adventure Time?
Yeah.
It's really fucking good.
I love it.
It's really
I like
fucking
it
deep,
it's
too.
It's the only good show left pretty much on.
It's just like, well, I mean, yeah, it's a kid's show on the surface. And then
not
you
really.
Actually, yeah, not really,
that's
though.
Not really.
It's pretty dirty.
It's intended for us.
Yeah. But, you know, some of the episodes are really deep. Like the Christmas episode, or not the Christmas episode, the one where they're watching the tapes, Ice King's tapes, and it shows his past, how... And the reason why he keeps on capturing Princess Bubblegum and all that.
Yeah.
It's really fucking... Holy shit. I was pretty baked when I watched that, and it almost made me cry.
Everything just
I was
sort
just
of...
so fucking sad, man. Yeah. I was baking cookies. That's what I mean.
While you're baking the cookies. It's like, how can you be sad baking cookies?
Yeah, like there's... When I smell cookies baking, I just have a smile on my face immediately. I'm just like, I'm about to enjoy these.
More cinnamon buns. Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Bring someone in a room.
Guys, we're going to end the podcast and go get some cinnamon rolls.
Hey,
and
fuck you guys.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Go get some cinnamon rolls. That's my suggestion to the listeners.
Yeah.
I wish there was Dunkin' Donuts open right now. That'd be fantastic. Deacon, what the fuck are you...
Feels weird on your arms, man.
What?
You should do it.
I'm doing it now.
See, like, if you feel
why
like...
Why are we doing this? I don't even know why I started.
I choose not to participate in this.
Just
this looks
it.
Like light as a feather, stiff as a board shit. Like, somebody's gonna be, like, raising up.
It's some yoga shit.
Really is, like...
Now I'm just feeling retarded, though, so...
Where the fuck did you even get that from?
I just started doing it.
Yeah, I really did. I really just started
so
doing it.
So fucking weird.
What is wrong with us?
It reminds me when I was younger, I saw this, my cousin, he was a baby at the time.
It's a workout.
Are we
and what he would
stupid?
Do is he would just sit on the couch, smack the back of his head against the couch. He'd be like, "What back?"
Seems
what
normal.
While he's sitting on the cushion, everyone would be like, "Oh, look at him, he's so funny." And I'm sitting there, I'm like 8 at the time, I'm thinking, This fucking guy's retarded. This fucking guy's retarded. What the fuck?
I've seen retarded people. This kid is retarded.
When I was this is kid, beyond. Like, this is...
This is like type 3.
Type 3 retarded.
This is diabetes. Like,
when I was a kid, I used to play that T-ball, you know? I was like 4 or 5.
T-ball?
Yeah.
Is that the thing where you...
You well, sit on the, yeah, the, it's a ball the ball's on the
sitting on the tee.
I struck out at T-ball once.
My coach made me wear a helmet in the outfield. I was the only kid that had to wear a helmet in the outfield.
You just suck so bad.
I know.
You gotta watch out for those pop flies, Deacon.
I don't know if I got hit in the head with one once. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Holy shit.
Maybe right, I couldn't catch it.
Everybody
back
head
then.
Out. Deacon, put your helmet on. All right, let's do this thing.
That's how it was, man.
Wait, you don't remember getting hit?
No, I don't
what
know.
What if you have, like, some secret childhood scarring? Like,
I bet people sitting next to your parents are like, oh, which kid's yours? He's,
the one in the helmet.
He's the kid next to the one in the helmet.
Like, no, that's my kid.
He's that guy.
No, it isn't.
Nope.
He's number, he's number 32. He's black, we know. My wife's a cheating whore.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
That's my kid. What?
My kid's the retard in the helmet.
You could just come out and say it. Yeah, you could just come out and say it.
We forgot it, so yeah.
It adds up. It adds up.
Now, Deacon, we love you, but, the fuck.
Then funny. There was another time where I used to hit and kick and like try to bite people a lot, you know?
Oh my god.
Real... You were retarded.
Shit.
My mom duct taped my arms and my legs together. Whoa, to my side.
She duct taped you?
Yeah, because I wouldn't stop hitting
That's
people.
Hardcore, man. What the fuck?
Hog tied
Yeah, she duct taped my arms to my side.
Does she listen to this? You might be fucked if she hears
this. Nah, she doesn't listen to
Child
this.
Child abuse.
Yeah, nah, she's a good sport.
Yeah, she
90s kids. We're all just a little goofy.
We were all just having a good time.
I mean, she only left me to die for it with a ghost upstairs, so, you know.
You're about to get murdered.
You were there. You were there when she told that story.
Yeah, you told me about that.
This is fucked up. And then she tried justifying it the other day. I was like, man, you fucking...
Well, wait, what was the story?
All right. So, like, I was upstairs. We used to live in this duplex apartment thing, and I was upstairs sleeping. And my mom was hearing... She thought it was me saying mommy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she went to the stairs, and she looked up.
If my kid was like, daddy... Daddy, I'd fucking run out of the house. Like, you're fucking home.
Possessed.
He's hungry, you asshole.
Oh, shit. Sounds like a ghost.
But she walked over to the stairs and looked up, and she didn't realize it wasn't me at first, and it was some other little kid, and he was walking down the stairs, and she fucking dipped. She ran outside and left me upstairs with whatever the hell it was.
He was going to go play shit. With you. He was the kid who died.
Sorry, Deacon,
my bed
you're on
used
your
to
own.
Shake at night. Yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, see,
like, what?
Like I remember.
Your bed
I remember. I'd wake
night.
It up. I'd wake up and I my bed would like shake, and I could feel like I thought there was something under my bed.
I would have been like, "Mom,
I used to be terrified.
Fuck you, I'm out,
mommy."
That kid.
Mommy.
That kid died in a horrible accident. He lived in that house last probably. Now he's gonna play with you.
Holy
dude.
Shit.
That, like,
that's what happened. Obviously.
You know, now I'm thinking about it. It was in that same place where my bed would shake at night and shit like that. And
yeah, he's like, dude, wake up. We gotta play some Legos.
I used to,
like,
you know, I might have been retarded when I was little. I remember I used to take all my toys out of the toolbox and take
toolbox?
A shit.
Toolbox? You played with tools? No wonder. No wonder. He played with
I was
hammers.
A simple kid.
He played with hammers and saws.
I had a
out of my toy box,
one time
out of my
I
toy
asked.
Box. I took all the toys out of my toy box. And I would shit in there.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that's hilarious. The funniest thing I've heard today.
And then I'd take my Mr. Potato Head pieces and put it in there like it was a face. And my mom would come in and she'd get really mad.
So what would be the best things to shit in?
A toilet.
A cat box.
Not a toilet.
I was, you know... To relieve some of the tension, I was upstairs talking about taking a deuce.
We were all about to just
your
shit.
Fucking cat box.
We were all
right
about
there.
To just shit.
What the fuck is wrong
Lou
with
offered
that?
Me money.
I was like, dude, I'll give you $100.
I was gonna cover it up too.
An anger deuce.
Cover it up with like a fork.
And you're just like, no, it would be even better if you like kick it up with your feet.
I thought it might relieve some of the tension.
It would have.
But
you probably would have been like,
you guys
what the
walked
fuck?
In. They would have walked in. It's like, okay, we can't even. Yeah. It's just smelly and
Who's shitting the cat box?
Get the fuck out.
Your cat is obviously still here.
You guys are probably going to have to leave.
Your cat has a problem with us.
But yeah, that was... We were talking about shitting in your cat box.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Casual. And then we brought up pissing in it, too.
Yeah.
Just like fucking spray all over my house. Oh, Deacon doesn't like this.
Start pissing all over.
I'm nervous.
The fuck? It smells like ammonia. Deacon, what the shit? Like, I got cat genes in me, man.
Shit. But what were we talking? Oh yeah.
So I remember
now.
Did
you move out of the house, or you still live there?
Yeah, they moved out.
I still can go back.
I don't even know where it's at. I probably could find it.
Is it in Fort Wayne?
Yeah. The old house that my mom used to live in before she left was haunted, too.
What street was that on, your old house? Do you remember?
I'd have to ask her. I just remember it was like an apartment complex.
My family, my mom and my grandma and all my uncles, they constantly rented houses all over. And they lived at one pretty fucked up haunted house. I don't know if I've ever told any of these stories, but there's one we drive by every time we do. My mom and my grandma tell me that it's haunted. Like, it used to be really fucked up what it would do. Like, there was a stairwell, and it would, like, constant huge banging, like, almost like someone was jumping on each step in, like, really loud boots, you know? They just go down each step, and then, like, there was a constant banging on the ceiling of their room. And she was telling me sometimes when they'd go to sleep in their room, they'd hear something pacing back and forth.
Fuck that.
Yeah, so like
in the room or outside the door?
In the room.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. I would take the pants off and shit right there.
And
yeah.
So anyways, they they just told me some really fucked up stories about the house. One time my grandma came home to my uncle. He was in his underwear, just his underwear.
Yeah, whatever.
In the middle of winter, standing outside because he got scared out of the house. He had to leave. It chased him out of the house, whatever it was. And, so my, I thought, well, that's pretty strange. And then my uncle Jesse, who's on my dad's side of the family, and my mom and my dad's side of the family don't talk. And he was telling me how he used to live there. And there's been he told me like pretty much the same fucked up shit that would happen. Yeah.
Fuck that.
And there's and that was over by Sweeney. There's a whole bunch of fucked up haunted houses.
Dude, that's in my that's in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I'm about to fucking die.
Some pretty, there's a lot, and, they've lived in a lot of haunted houses, and they just told me, like, they always point out the haunted houses to me here in Fort Wayne.
Like, yeah, that one's haunted a little bit.
Yeah, like, well, we lived there, and that one, we lived there for about 3 or 4 months, and it really fucking scary.
A ghost used to live there, his name was Johnny, he was nice.
He made us
that fucking house, man.
He made us pie one day, I don't know, like, we came.
There's ghost pie. Ghost pie, it's got ectoplasm filling.
No, but the...
Oh, no, that doesn't sound good at all, it makes it sound like semen.
See, I've never had, like, anything that, like, fucking scary happen, but, like, back in my old house,
like semen.
That my mom, when I lived with my mom, before she moved, we lived in this blue house, and it was near...
We're in a blue house.
Oh shit. We're living the tale.
What if all of a sudden it's like...
The prophecy.
Sometimes,
Hey, we gotta go. Coffee and Cocoa Puffs, we might die.
Go downstairs, and, like, the fuck, we had, like, this recliner... And it would be rocking back and forth by itself, and, like,
wow,
shit like that would happen. One time, I was upstairs playing with my Legos, you know?
Then the tower built itself.
And I saw from the corner of my eye, because I was sitting near my door, and from the corner of my eye, I saw the doorknob turn, like, very slowly and open up, maybe a couple inches, and then, like, somebody was peeking in, and they just turned the doorknob back again and closed it.
I was just leaving.
And then just...
What the fuck?
There's nobody in the house. I was the only one there.
I would have fucking jumped
out
the window.
How old were you?
I was, like, 12 or 13.
Oh, what'd
you do?
Because everyone was outside, so I was, like, I went outside, and I was, like, all right, who fucking, came in there and was looking at me, you know? They're like, what are you talking about?
It was Batman. He's a rapist.
That's fucking scary.
Actually, there was one really fucked up.
Do you
want to
be my boy Wonder? Whoa, no, Batman.
Whoa. Shit.
Whoa, I need a new Robin.
There was one really fucked up thing that happened to me one time.
Let's hear it.
It was in this other apartment building I used to live in.
Dude, I'm not living in any apartment buildings. Fuck that shit.
And, because my toys used to be in the closet.
This always involves toys. Like,
what's up with you and toys?
I went in there to get my toys and shit, and I was playing in there.
And like
my
toys and
my
shit.
brother and one of my friends were in there with me as well. and the fucking closet door slammed closed, and the light went off, and then, like, we couldn't turn the doorknob or push it open. Like, so I was, like, slamming against the door trying to get it open, because I was freaking out, you know? And you could see, because there's light coming in, and, like, from the bottom, and there's nobody's, like, footsteps there.
Wow.
And I was, like, sitting there trying to, like, open this shit up and get out. I couldn't get
out. Fuck, G.I. Joe's in there!
Guys, I gotta go back for my Stretch Armstrong!
I was freaking out, man. That was, like, the scariest thing that's ever happened.
There was
Spider-Man!
I lived over on Paulding, you know, Park Bridge trailers when I was a kid. And my friend, the trailer we lived in, I never experienced anything, but I always felt like there was something creepy going on. And my friends, whenever they spent the night, they told me some fucked up shit happened before. Like, I went to sleep early, and my buddy Jeremy was playing Metal Gear Solid on the PS1, and he was saying, like, he heard somebody, and he saw somebody walk into the hallway to go to the bathroom, which was right by my room, and he didn't see, you know, he didn't look, he assumed it was my mom, and the door closed,
and all of a sudden he heard ring,
and the light turned on, and so, like, 10 minutes go by, nobody leaves the bathroom, and he really has to go, so he knocks on the door, nobody's answering, so he opens the door, nobody was in there. Yeah.
Fuck that.
And so he's like... He told that not many people stayed the night at my house. But then there was one incident that was pretty similar to that over at their house. We were all fucking around and talking to ghosts. Yeah. Boys night.
I like
what boys night. Yeah. just
boys. Just
a group of boys.
Testosterone everywhere.
Batman
just
was
peeking
there.
At their puberty. It was great.
They're all curious.
You guys want to compare pukes?
Pillow fights, you know. You know, it escalates from
whoa,
there.
Whoa, that's just gay. No.
Make your pillow fights, you know, bro stuff. Anyway, so, like, they were talking about how that trailer was haunted, and I'm like, no way, this place isn't haunted. So I go out to the kitchen to get something to drink, get some water, and they were still in there, like, talking to ghosts. They were, like, whatever, messing with whatever was living there. All of a sudden, the door slammed shut to the room, to my friend's room, and there was, like, 5 or 6 people in there. And they're all like, Andrew, let us out. And they're banging on the door, and I'm on the outside, and I'm like, guys, I'm not doing anything. You know, I'm freaking out. I'm like, quit fucking with me. And so they're like pounding against the door, and then this dad comes in. He's like, what the fuck's going on? And I'm like, I don't, the door, they're stuck. And so they're like, Dad, let us out, let us out. So he takes the hinges off the door and eventually gets everyone out. But yeah, it was just fucking crazy.
Now I've heard stories of like people smelling things too.
Oh shit, I mean, farted. God damn it.
There was some other fucked up shit that, has happened to me. Other scary ass shit like that, but.
Let's hear it.
Those are dark stories.
One of my old friends, I was at his house. This is in like middle school. And his basement, like, we always thought it was haunted. Like, he'd always tell us these stories, like, how. Because he had a baby brother, and, like, he could hear his bright baby brother talking to somebody on, like, the. On the through the baby monitor.
Well, they
and
always
shit.
Like
so it's
kids,
Carl.
Like
fucking Carl.
Kids, they always say like, "Oh, it's just their imaginary friends." Bullshit. I think kids like have way more of like they can like talk to.
I think I
and
talked
shit.
About one my story when I was a kid, right? Tell you about the. I would always talk and play with who they thought was an imaginary friend.
Yeah, yeah.
After my grandma's boyfriend died, and then there was a ball of yarn that looked like dreadlocks, and I'm like, "Oh, that's." That's the man's hair, and they realized that was who I was talking about. And then, you know, I stopped seeing him, I guess. I stopped talking to him.
We can't see each other anymore.
Yeah.
Good.
You broke up with him.
Sorry, guys. This is a little weird. Can't we're with my grandma. We can't be together. No, but yeah, just some fucked up shit.
You can't
yeah.
be loving the crew, man.
It can't be. But, there's, like, a couple things. Like, there's the whole thing with the baby monitor and how he hears, like, brother talking to him. And, I think we named him Steve.
It's always Steve, isn't
Steve
it?
Steve the Indian.
Hey!
Don't be bringing
hey.
Steve into this.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, it's
but,
not Steve the Mayan, it's Steve the Indian.
Yeah, Steve the Indian. There's a difference.
Steve
but,
the Engine.
But,
fuck you guys.
There's two separate times, like, because, you know, that one guy.
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. He's talking about...
Okay.
Don't.
All right.
Are we talking about...
Shh. Yeah, that's who we're talking about.
No, you talking about continue the story before.
The anyways, we're all, like, in the basement, and they're playing a game. I can't remember what they were playing, but All the lights were shut
find
off.
Find the teacup in the
except for right behind, like, there's these two pillars. Then on the other side of it was a couch. And they were playing the game right there. And the only light that you could see was from behind us, but it posted, like, light through the pillars, you know? And I was sitting there just watching them play, and then I was the only one that saw it, but a shadow, like, of a person running, like, went right across the top of the light, like, where the light was and shit. That was fucked up. That scared the shit out of me. They didn't see it. I don't think they believed me, but I saw that shit. And then...
I saw that shit.
One other time...
I seen it.
me and Austin were playing pool in his basement, and we had the radio on, and we're just playing pool and shit, and then the radio shut off by itself. Okay, so we're like, all right, that's weird. And he goes,
what a
over,
shitty radio.
Yeah, we thought it was like broken and shit, but then it turned back on. It turned the station to static noise, and the volume turned up all the way.
So holy shit.
Like, and then Kesha came on, and we were like, fuck.
Dude, I
then
never
like,
ran
it's
upstairs.
It's Friday. God damn it.
I never ran upstairs faster in my life.
Them.
There we go, strangers to love.
This shit was scary.
Well, you know what, like, scary. Like, usually in the static noise is when ghosts try to communicate with people. So that
what if he was telling you, go upstairs, somebody's about to come and rape you? He's probably a friendly ghost. How would you know?
I guess. I don't know. I guess it would be friendly.
that shit was
it's
scary.
It's me. I'm going to rape you.
It's me, bitch. You fell for it. I'm not friendly.
You went exactly where I wanted you to go.
I possessed your uncle. You're going to have repressed memories about this for years.
Well, that's about all the fucked up shit that's happened to me. I'm pretty sure.
Lou, you got any ghost stories, bud?
Man, I was like... It was like my mom's, so my grandma's friend... We were, like, it was out in California. We were just standing there. And, I was staying in the back room. And, like, apparently, like, it's been known, apparently, in their house that there's some chick ghost, girl ghost. They gave her a name.
You never name it.
Yeah.
It's just gonna make it harder to get rid of it.
Yeah. Really, like,
they like me here.
I forget what they named her. Like, maybe it was, like, Mary or something.
Oh, God, that never...
That's like
dude,
the worst
like looking around
fucking Bloody Mary. Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's the worst ghost name ever, right? And I was just like laying on this crappy futon. Yeah. And then the back room, it was always fucking hot as hell. It wasn't hot, you know, like it should have been.
Hell. It was hell.
It wasn't hot as like it should have been. And it was in the middle of the night. And like all I could hear was just like this really faint but really eerie like moaning. Not like the good kind of moaning, like the bad, painful kind of moaning,
right? Not like, oh, shit.
You know, like, oh, God, yes. Oh, God. I didn't hear that. No.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm not even going to attempt to, like, mimic the sound.
Just do it. Mimic it.
It was like, let's see, how do I go about this?
Yeah, think about this. Think about this.
No, it was not, I didn't say the good kind of moaning. It was like.
Didn't I just tell you?
Yeah, you don't listen, you don't listen.
Male moaning is the worst kind of moaning.
All right,
that just sounded like Hank Hill. Anyway.
Oh! Whoa! God dang it, Bobby!
That ghost ain't right.
Okay. Oh my god.
Lou's like, fuck you guys. No, but.
You asked me if you wanted to hear it.
All right, do it. I'm sorry.
Do it.
Alright. Let's see. It was like.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking scary.
Oh, fuck
as shit.
That, dude.
Yeah. And the next morning when we got up, like, all the cupboards and shit were open.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got out. Yeah. I was like, fuck that shit, bro.
Where, is this at your friend's house?
No, it was, like, my mom's friend's house.
I don't even, like, see your mom's friend.
Yeah, bye, mom's friend.
I'm gonna sleep outside in the car.
It's for real, though. That
no
shit
joke,
was
I would.
Creepy.
Yeah.
My grandma was telling me about when she was a kid, her mom, my great-grandma, didn't really take care of her. In fact, she didn't really want her. So she would always, like, pawn her off onto other people. She would actually pay people to take care of her for a while, kind of like a foreign exchange student, but...
Not foreign.
Right, she would pay people to take care of her.
Local exchange
student. White exchange student.
So she was telling us about this time where she was... This was back when you had to put coals in the furnace to heat the house.
Lol.
And so that was like an old school telephone, you know, the kind that you have to hold up.
Like fucking Alexander Graham Bell stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And she was telling me, like,
hey, baby, can I get your phone number? Zero. All
right. This silver orb came out of the telephone.
Silver orb.
And it was just floating in the air. And this thing looked kind of like magic, metallic and glassy. It was just kind of weird. It's just floating there. And she was really, you know, she's like, what the fuck? So she runs and she tries to hide from it, but it keeps walking around and keeps following her.
It's one of those Fushigi balls.
I was about to say that, bro.
Yeah, imagine a Fushigi ball.
It's a Fushigi.
Imagine a Fushigi. So she goes down to the basement and she hides in the coals. And it comes down to the basement and it's like circling around the basement and goes back upstairs. So she stayed in this coal pit for like an hour or until the family got home. And they got home and they thought she was lying and she got her ruined her dress with coal, so they beat her. And so for, you know, all of her life, this happened when she was a kid, all of her life she thought she, you know, just imagined all this happening. Well, she watched something recently, like within the last 10 years, about like a ghost show. Other people have had the exact same experience. Yeah. And so she was just like, holy shit, you know. Of course, she's really straight to ghosts. Oh, light bulb turned off. Ghost.
That's a couldn't fucking be that it's ghost.
Burned out. Fucking ghost.
It's a fucking
like I was upstairs in my room smoking, and this was before she knew I was smoking. So she smelled the cigarettes, and we had my grandpa's ashes in the kitchen. So she's like, I smell cigarettes. Fucking Steven's here.
Fucking Steven's here.
He's fucking haunting us.
Steven, is that you? Go away, Steven.
Steven, your spirit is not welcome here.
But yeah, it was just like, she, you know, she's straight to ghost, so it's hard to believe what she says all the time. You know, it's pretty hard to take it rationally.
Yeah.
But that story, it's pretty fucked up.
So you can't really not go to ghosts with that story. Like, it really could not be anything else, I don't think. Except for bath salts.
Bath salts, man. Fucking bath salts.
Who is the motherfucker that was like, taking a bath this and shit looks sitting tasty, there like, man. You know what? I think I'm going to snort this.
I'm about to eat this shit, man.
I want to eat somebody's face right now.
When
shit.
They destroyed
my
the toilet.
My jaws are so powerful at the moment.
Chew through the toilet.
Better not suck any dick or I might bite it off. Such a powerful jaw.
All right.
Stop it. Give me my lighter back. Don't do that.
But yeah, I've some pretty fucked up shit.
Yeah, this is all really fucked up shit.
What are you doing there?
Supposedly my mom's new house, the phone, there's this old ass phone in the basement, like
all right, you know what,
it's the old ass phone
and it
man.
Rings by itself sometimes.
One of the
what,
one of the what,
holy shit, really?
Yeah.
One of the what phones?
One of those old, like, dial phones, you know, where you, like, rotate it.
Dude, we'll have to take a camera down there next time it happens.
And she said it rings by itself.
Well, how often?
Oh, fuck answering it, dude. Are you kidding me?
I want to answer.
Is this a ghost?
I want to answer.
We'll be with you. Well, yeah, it's your house, so you have to answer.
We'll just do, like,
right.
We'll do, like, a coffee and Cocoa Puffs, like, haunted.
In the basement.
We will.
Guys, alright.
That'll be like that movie Grave Encounter. Holy shit.
We're gonna get stuck
scary.
In the basement for
oh
ever,
no.
And we won't be able to get out.
That'd be fucking
and then we'll
scary.
Be haunted and killed off one by one.
That window right there, dude, I'd be gone.
That door.
That door. Even.
This whole ceiling.
I'd burn it.
I think at that point I probably would start burning shit.
Let's burn this motherfucker.
Funny,
how
though.
Far into this are we? I think we're pretty...
An hour and a half.
I think we got a pretty good time.
Yeah, it's pretty good time.
Alright, you guys wanna...
I'm not worried about the time.
I think we had a pretty good run
today. Does anybody
today?
Really know tonight? What time it is? Does anybody really care?
The jazz stylings of Lou.
You guys don't know this song? I mean...
Nope.
Man,
skilly bop.
But if I like showed you some kind of dubstep remix, you guys be like, oh yeah, that's my shit.
Never heard
kids
that.
These days.
What song
Never
is
heard
that?
That song.
It's by a band Chicago.
Oh fuck, I should know that.
Yeah, I mean,
I
you guys
like
are
Chicago.
Fucking just despicable.
Despicable me.
Yeah. No.
Ba-dum-tsh.
What?
Wasn't funny.
I said despicable me.
That wasn't funny.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
You should feel ashamed.
You're doing that, like, neighborhood, like, watchdog shit, like, where you can find all the pedophiles.
Familywatchdog.org.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I've been on
that shit.
I've been on that website, and I looked up all of them around me.
You pretty much don't want to know.
See, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was
just
thinking
that. When I went on there, I thought, I'll just see. It was like the Dane Cook joke. Yeah. I'm in fucking Rape Central. Holy shit. My neighbor, like, just a house across from me and the house.
I gave that neighbor, dude a cup of sugar.
This woman is charged with creating and distributing child pornography. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Why wasn't I invited?
She was hot. So, I mean, there was a whole bunch of people all around.
She was hot?
Yeah. A whole bunch of different pedophiles.
How weird.
For the ones that were overweight or the breast cancer pedophiles. Pedophiles. What? Yeah.
The baby overweight blue. Pedophiles are in pink.
Yeah, dude.
Baby blue if they like boys. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but.
I did that too.
But yeah, it's.
I thought about doing it, but I don't think
I knew that motherfucker. I knew that motherfucker.
So I'm pretty sure the guy that drinks beer at the corner of my street, I'm thinking.
In the garage?
Yeah, that guy.
You mean those two dudes that sit out there?
All they do, dude, they're kind of creepy, man.
Well, they don't leave. Maybe they're, like, confined to the house.
They sit in their
garage. I think the guy has an ankle bracelet on.
Really?
One of them, yeah.
Got that bling.
God, that just makes your neighborhood hills have eyesy.
I also heard he carries a piece on him.
Right.
I don't think you can do that with an ankle bracelet.
Something I forgot to mention about earlier when we were talking about zombies and Dawn of the Dead. You know, the remake?
Yeah.
Yeah, the tagline was, when there's no more room in hell. Okay? Wouldn't that make you think that even if you weren't bit by a zombie and you died, wouldn't you just become a zombie? That tagline was horrible. It was very misleading.
I don't want to spoil anything.
I was about to say, actually, that sounds exactly like...
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it.
Is that the fucking Walking Dead ending?
No!
God damn it. I haven't even seen it.
No, it's their version of zombies. Like
Justin spoiled it for me. I mean,
No, I did. I told you.
Have you guys read that? Well, no, by the way, talking about zombies in the comic books, have you guys ever read this series called...
Different, Justin.
Have you guys ever read this
different
series?
Different Justin. So the other person is also named Justin then? Is what you're implying?
I can't know multiple... No, fuck it. Go.
Okay, you guys, have you guys read this comic book series called Crossed?
Mm-mm.
I've heard of it.
It's really good. It's, imagine, like, a zombie apocalypse, but it's not, they're not zombies. It's like, they get this cross thing on their face, like it's all pimply or whatever. And
ew.
It just kind of shows that they're one of them. And they're like, imagine humans, but they're fucking brutal.
They get terrible back knee and...
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Pizza face. They sleep on beds of bacon. No, but they...
That wouldn't be too bad.
Take showers with Crisco.
I could do that.
But they... But yeah, anyways, they are really kind of smart. They're like normal humans, but they're really fucking brutal. And they're like zombies. And there's one... there's one section in there, and it's really like... It really shows you how fucked up, you know, these things are. There are a couple of scouts, people with the main group, and they're scouting ahead, and they're looking in binoculars, and they see, like, a group of three of them, and they're all like, what are they doing? And they're all jerking off onto bullets so that they shoot them and turn people into... Yeah, that's how fucking brutal these things
are. So it's
are.
Like a fucking STD.
Yeah.
Like Super AIDS!
It's pretty fucked up.
What the fuck did I just hear?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty good insane. Series.
Yeah, it's probably have to read this.
I would recommend it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to read that.
But yeah, dude, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, that whole tagline, Dawn of the Dead, not a very good tagline. No. I'm kind of disappointed.
You know? I mean, in my opinion, they could have... in my opinion, I'm not an expert, but I will say... I could have gone with a much better tagline.
I wanted to get higher than everybody else.
They could have taken it in a different direction. On that note.
Alright, man. Well, I think we got a pretty decent time. We had actually a
pretty decent time, in my opinion. I'm the expert.
Pretty fluid talk. Deacon, you want to take us out? Though?
Fluid like a nice all right. Stream of
yeah,
piss.
This has been week 11, Redux. I'm Deacon.
I'm Andrew.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm Christian.
And I'm Lou, of course. Last.
And you guys have a good rest of your week.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Stay classy. Stay classy.
I'm going to San Diego.
Don't take any bullets with semen on them.
Yeah, don't.
That'd be frowned upon. That'd be frowned upon.
Not do that. Don't do these things.
Don't take bath salts. Do not take bath salts.
If you're gonna kill yourself,
if
maybe go pretend you're a zombie. kind of set this thing off, okay?
Yeah, do that.
If you're going to kill yourself, maybe start an apocalypse.
Well, now they're going to look at us and be like, man, these motherfuckers.
These motherfuckers condemned us.
Now people are going to be doing it.
Nah, no way listens to this anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Good point. Like three people. And then those three people will just go out and do what we told them.
Word up.
Then we're done.
All right. All right, guys, we shall see you probably next week.
I love you, probably. Bye-bye.
Unless
Christian is not grounded.
Christian's not grounded. Don't worry.
He's not grounded. Don't worry.
He can still play.
Goodbye.
Bye.